Augusta. Hey, Augusta. Hey, Augusta. Hey, Augusta.
Ain't got no symptoms either.
Are we live yet?
Yes, finna start starting live on Facebook. Did y'all get tagged in it yet? Does it say live on Facebook? Yeah, we live, baby. We live right now. The whole crew is back here, man. Stroud Lowcast crew is all here. DJ Reminisce, the man, the myth, the legend, the Capoean Ted Simpson. Divine Bibbs, we all here, baby. We all here on Facebook Live all together. If we gonna do it, we had to do it live.
Look here, dog. This one of them nights, man. You know, hey, we might as well, like you say, do it live, man. We in the house, shit. We ain't doing nothing else.
Right.
We ain't doing nothing else.
It's real though. It's real though, man. It's real though. How's everybody been doing though, man? Rim, how you been doing?
Man, just busy, you know. The blessing though that's still working. You know, a lot of people lost their job, so it's all good over here.
What about you, Ted?
You know, same, bro. Working from home, figure out the secret to this groundhog day, so we can get to the next day, man. Straight up, your day's the same. At least you feel that way.
What about you, Javon?
What have I been doing? Is that what you're asking me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
I mean, I've been, hey, man, grinding, dog. I can say that, man. Grinding, man. Living, man. I can say that. Living better than I was 2-3 years ago. Just living, man. Enjoying life, man. You know?
It's better living here than in New York, with that New York living?
Oh, I'm going to say if you got kids and stuff, man. Yeah. Especially like, you know, I'm going to say for me. For me, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you can grind it out in New York and have fun and whatever with your kids. I'm saying, but for me, you know, my son is here in St. Louis. One of my, you know, Josiah, he's here. So, you know, it was good for me, man, to bounce back and come back home to a great situation. I'll say that. And now I'm reunited with my brothers, man. We back on SOLC, man.
Yeah, man. People here been asking, man.
The hood been asking.
A lot of people been fighting too.
Right.
The cast, right. Man, you know how many emails we got. Like one dude's like, if he see you in New York, Javon, he own you.
Damn.
Both ways.
Huh? Pause. Come on, man. You all right, man?
Easy.
Hey, man, you all right?
Easy.
Come on, man. Hey, man. You all right, man?
I'm good.
Yeah, man.
So, hey, before we even jump to some of these topics, man, like, what y'all been doing during this COVID? Like, how y'all been handling it, family, all that stuff, and just funny observations, anything y'all been kind of seeing?
What you got, Ram?
Man, I just been really just working. You know, staying in the house when I can.
You don't care about the COVID. You're going to do what you need to do.
Man, I'm gonna wash my hands like I've been doing.
Yeah, always wash your hands. Always got to wash your hands.
Yeah, but we got a small crew, so you know we required to wear a mask, you know, at all times. So been all good.
Okay.
What about you, Teddy?
Well,
how's Groundhog Day been going for you?
Man, hey, being the primary care caregiver for my kid, man, it's an article on Facebook that was like, either you working or you got a kid. You know, you can't have both during COVID. You can't be at home working and having a kid at the same time, especially one person. Hey, man, this real Tasmanian devil. I feel like I'm all running 23 hours out of 24.
Every day.
Every day, bro. Just trying to keep them occupied. You know, you're supposed to be starting daycare next week. But the other piece of me is like, man, he ain't learning this shit here. So bad, man. I try, and it's just like, if I got to do a work call or I got something I got to do for work, I turn on the TV to try to get me occupied. You're figuring out stuff too fast, bro. And that boy figured out how to. I was in there on a work call. He came in there with a knife. I was like, where the fuck you get a knife from?
Like Michael Myers. Like
going there, he popped open the dishwasher.
Hey, he up there being like Chucky.
Right, let Chucky down.
He was just like, what is this?
Dog, that's funny. The most,
I was
dog.
Like, bro.
Kai. Mm-hmm. My dude, man. My big dude, man.
What about you, Javon?
Well, for me, man, as far as with this COVID, how I've been doing, I literally was thinking the other day, like, dude, I'm tired. I'm getting tired of putting alcohol and shit on my hands like I'm a surgeon. My hands are getting dry. I wash them all the time. It's to the point where I'm kind of like, man, like, if I get it, I get it. I don't even care no more. Like, I'm just saying, I'm getting
not
frustrated.
Like that. Shut up.
Nah, no, like, I'm playing. I'm being silly. But no,
I get it.
You know, I'm saying I wash my hands all the time, man. Like, all the time. I only go places I have to go. I'll say that. You know what I'm saying? If I got to go do some, handle some business, work or whatever, I'm only there and then I'm back at the crib. I go to the grocery store and I go see my father. But that's about it, dog. I don't do too much of anything. I gotta say this, though. I was saving a little money, but then I started spending on, like, I got two pair of Jordans and I paid like $260 for the last project I bought. So I've been spending money. I can say that.
That's the only thing, man, that Amazon be getting you when you're at the crib.
Yeah, dog. Right.
Niggas, you remember when they can go out. They don't even know when it is. It's just,
dude, you'll be on Amazon. They have something that you don't even really need, and you'll buy it. You'll be like, oh, look at this spatula with a radio on the tip of it. I'm finna buy it. Like, you'll just buy it just cause it's like $10 or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, that's real though.
Yeah.
I said a spatula.
Yeah, it'd be some random stuff, man. It'd be some random shit. Yeah.
So, Javon, man, you got to talk about this infiltration of these white Lives Matter Facebook groups.
Ooh,
you have done,
hey,
that you have orchestrated.
It's not just me. It's not just me. Okay.
It is a group effort. It's a group effort, right?
Hey, don't tell everybody else.
It's a group effort.
I'm going to say this. Can't nobody say black folks don't come together. We come together. Okay. We come together. I'm going to tell you this. So what happened is I got a message like, hey, man, we infiltrating this White Lives Matter group, you know. And, you know, the whole basis behind a White Lives Matter group, to even be an argument nowadays. It's like, dude, are you for real? Like, you don't see the racism in, like, your thought process and saying, like, why are you even saying White Lives Matter? You say Black Lives Matter? Like, we can't even matter? Like, damn. You know what I'm saying? It ain't a competition. But anyway, so I got word that it was a White Lives Matter group, and it's been everybody that I know of, from Jesse Taylor. Some comics told me about it, you know, and then I was at it. And with me being at it, I don't even really do the groups. I do some groups, you know what I'm saying? But, like, with that group, I thought I was just going to do it just to look and just kind of see what people were doing. Man, I was appalled, man. The first post I saw, man, it was, like, the BLM for Black Lives Matter. It said, like, the B was, I don't know what the B was for, It was something burglary, beating, looting, and murdering. Or something like that.
Burn, loot, murder.
Burn, loot, murder. Yeah. Burn, loot, murder. So I said, oh. You know how when you see something and it stand out to you and you'd be like, the audacity. I was like, oh, the audacity of this poster, the person who posted this. And so then, you know, I was sitting there. I had a few minutes, man, and I just said, hell with it. And I just went in, man. I was being silly, man. That's all. Being silly, but I was serious. So, you know, I was silly and serious. Like, you know, that type where if you talking about somebody and you playing, but you don't care if it has to go there. But I knew it ain't. Like, it's the internet. So I ain't putting too much thought into it. But I had fun. I'll say that. And people enjoyed it. People laughed at it. That's pretty much the gist of it, man. You know. And I think right now, actually, I want to say that post, man. What's up, Kai Kai? That's my big dude. He grabbing that camera. But hey man, I was gonna say the post itself, man. I want to say that now that thing was doing numbers right then. Like a lot, some people didn't even see my post, and I knew that was gonna be probably the case. So that's why I put it on my page to where people could see it. You know what I'm saying? But that is a straight group.
How did you infiltrate the group?
It ain't just me. It's a whole bunch of black folks, man. They turned that group into Wakanda. I'm talking about this. it's so many black people in that group. It's ridiculous. I don't even think it's standing for White Lives Matter no more.
Y'all just made y'all pictures white, or like what did y'all do? Or like, I mean, what did you do specifically?
Me specifically, I just accepted the a join request. Somebody sent me a request.
Oh, so
to join
one person got in and then just opened the floodgates for everybody else.
Look, I saw somebody said online. Somebody said, they said like within an hour we done added 2,000 extra people in here. They said within an hour, man. So you know word of mouth.
All
of
them black,
bro.
Hold on, they thought they grew. They thought their movement was cracking.
Hey, it was cracking all right. hey, we came up in there. It's like you walk up past a building and you see it's a party on the inside, and you might not even supposed to be in there, but you ain't dancing a minute. So you like, we finna go up in here and you just bum rush the party, and like, nah, it's your party. That's what we turned it to. It's like, okay, y'all wanna play? We playing. We in there playing Nuck If You Buck, we playing all what we want to play. And then hey, that's what we doing. So yeah, I mean, I would say if you can, I'm gonna send y'all a request or whatever. Infiltrate the group too. I mean, why not?
But my thing is though, how could you not see that? Okay, you have 2,000 new members, but they're all dark.
I mean, it's too many. It's like you got to go through and delete every person.
No. But I'm saying, when they said we had 2,000 new members, was it like a celebration or was it like, oh no, we have 2,000?
No. The person that was saying it was kind of like it was a female. She was like, oh my god. She said, within an hour. Now she said we done added 2,000 people to these 2,000 new people to their group. So now she was on the right side. You know what I'm saying? She was on the. On the side to where she wasn't, he had no hate behind her or nothing, you know.
Okay.
Just, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
though.
Man. when you go in there, dog, you go. I'm talking about. I don't think no white people even posted anything. That's just somebody that's.
Hey, they made it. They made it into North County. They made.
In so many words, but I mean, I'm gonna say like I seen a couple of white folks in there. They were saying stuff, but they were for the team, so they was good. You know,
right, like North
they,
County, just like,
yeah, like North County, right. Exactly.
It's North County. It was North that y'all was like y'all infiltrate like y'all like man. In the mid-90s North County, and then
like,
when
we, right like when I moved to North County, right? Yeah, you talking about that 95?
Yeah, 95. And then around and now it's 2010 in there.
Yes. 2012.
Hey, it's 2012 in the White House.
Bruh, 2012. Yes.
They all moved to St. Charles White Lives Matter.
We're going to be out there.
Hey, man. Everybody started joining on all the white people like Javon did at the same time.
You said what? What did you say, T?
He said y'all going to start
joining.
What did you say, T? His net backing up.
I say all the black people joining all the white people at the same time. And it's called White Street Massacre instead of Black Wall Street.
Oh,
everybody,
man.
They just taking out white people in the group one by one.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I ain't know it was that. I just went for who I thought was, you know, deserving.
Like, what other crazy stuff was in? Was that the most crazy thing you saw that was in there? That post?
You know what? I don't even lie, D. I only had a chance to see that. That's the only post I saw in there.
So you fired off as soon as you came in the group.
No. You know what? I saw that post, but people were up under that post, like, going in. But I didn't – did I see any – no, I don't think I seen no other posts. I think that was the only one.
So you came in kicking with the gun out. You didn't even see what was going on in the building. You just came right in spraying.
Hey, man, it was like that one time when you were in the lunchroom. Yeah, it's a time you in the lunchroom and that one person say something to you that you've been waiting to say something to. Like, you know what I'm saying? They kind of say something off the wall, but you ever say something to say about somebody? Like, what? Okay.
Don't ever say nothing about me. I got you.
Oh, you save it. You have it in your holster right here for your whole life. They don't care if it's 20 years from now. You see this person, they say something off the way. You gonna bring it back up. Whatever you had say, that's kind of what it was. It was, and I ain't have nothing to say for him per se, but it was just like I was ready. I'm always ready though. You know what I'm saying?
Javon, is it worse when like somebody when you look at the person, they know that you got some heat for him, and then they kind of fall back like, dang, he do got some heat for me.
No,
it's when the person backs up like off of it because they look at you like, oh, he got something on me, or I got some heat that they kind of back
attack.
Up.
Attack. I gotta keep it. Now I can't let up off of you. I have to attack you. I ain't gonna say he humiliate you, but you know, yeah, I do. I'm saying that's if it was like that. Yeah, I gotta come at you. If I see you backing up, it don't matter. It's like if you was talking about fighting somebody and then this person finally saw you and you talked about their dead mama or something like that. And it's just like now the person finally see you and you backing up, it don't matter. You're gonna get pulverized. So yeah, it's kind of like that, man.
So how excited were you when you saw that picture?
I wasn't even, I mean, cause y'all know me. I mean, like stuff like that. I was like, it was funny to me. I was just like, when I saw the lady on his arm, I was like, man, you can say so much stuff about it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, did you see her? She's like, nigga, it's about to go down.
Dude, I was saying all kind of stuff. I was going to be like, his titties look like them things you squeeze out icing on wedding cakes with. I was going to be like, you talking about. Like, I was gonna say all stuff, man. Hey, I was talking about, I was like, I'm gonna put this because I had to go because I had some work to do. So I was like, let me jump. So I had to take up silly at the end, like, I was like, you making my phone stink or something. I'm gonna jump off. I just said something silly because I had to get off of there. I had some work to do. But yeah, man. I had all stuff to say, man, most stuff. But that lady laying on here.
She looked like a parakeet.
Dude, a chicken. I said, man, and what was wrong about that? Because she ain't say nothing to me. I was wrong for attacking her, but I wasn't wrong.
Hold on, Javon. I'm going to pull it up there, but I'm going to share it on the screen here, man, your caption for the people that are watching.
Okay.
And then you can. I want you to read it out loud and only your way. As I share this, hold on.
Okay.
Let me say this picture.
That's horrible, dog. Dude. I feel bad. The question is, I wonder what's going through his head when he pulled it up and he sees his comment. And then he'd be like, that's not even him. That's like my cousin.
I thought about that. I said, now if that's the case where it's not even him. Yeah, I mean, whoever it is on the pitch, they just have to take one for the team.
You shouldn't have posted it.
All right, you see it, Javon? Is it up there for you? Can you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it is up there.
So everybody can see it.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's ain't no way. I'm reading it like I didn't write it. Like, you know how that one person in class, they be like, ain't no way. Hey, baby. That's my daughter. You want to say hi?
Yeah.
Come say hi. Close the door. Uncle Teddy and everybody on here. Come say hey.
Hi.
What's up, you?
Hey.
What's up, you?
I don't know.
Okay, well, look, Mama, I'm talking on the. No, don't do that. Don't shine it at me, okay? Here we go. Talking about the Madea. I said, we know you stink. You got the Madea family reunion titty. So you lift your arm up. Yeah, this ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. Y'all hear her in the background, man. Like, she literally. You. What?
She's straight terrorist,
guess
dog.
Guess what? Okay. You gotta hold on, okay? You gonna just sit out here with me? Yeah, nah,
it's up here. Go ahead and read it real quick, Javon. For people.
Okay, it just says, you lift your arm up, croutons gonna fall off under them titties. I said, you got the audacity to have on a bow tie. You want croutons now?
Hey, this is hilarious for everybody that's listening. You gotta subscribe and see this.
My daughter says she wants the croutons. Not the one, not from where these came from. Okay, Mama, look, go in the house, okay? You go in the house, all right? I'm gonna be in there. Wait till Kaka turn 3. Wait.
Yeah. I ain't gotta wait. I just hit.
No, I'm saying.
Same stuff.
Okay. Can y'all hear her? She keeps opening the door and saying, thank you real loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, read it, Javon.
Okay. Just say, ain't no way. I said, we know you stink. You got the Madea's family reunion titties. Like, you lift your arm up, croutons gonna fall off up under them titties. And got the audacity. I say I had to stress that. I didn't stress it on her, but and got the audacity to have on a bow tie. I know he couldn't tie it up in the back. It's impossible. Either you had to put a wedge in between both your chins and chest for this picture. I said, you are 48 waist in the neck. Crockpot neck area. And I don't know what kind of sick parakeet that is on your side, but it's missing its beak and feathers. I'm like, low-key. Low key, it kind of looked like she hopped up out of casket, like, hey, y'all, I'm alive. I was just playing. Like, nah, you dead. It's like, hey, man, come on, man, that's silly. Like, she on this picture, life alert on 12%. And like, somebody plug up into the iPhone charger. She needs juice. You know, that means, like, you need more energy. But then I had to get back to the titties. So that's where you start at. You start with the titties. You finish. You get back to the titties. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to get back to them.
Got to be, because you started with it at the beginning, you finish it off with it.
Yeah, you got to finish it off with the titties. I like, when you sleep on your, I said, now back to those titties, Jason, because that was his name, Jason. I said, when you sleep on your side, the motherfuckers be leaking transmission fluid. And so that's why he gotta go to sleep. His bed is shaped like one of them oil pans at Jiffy Lube when you go and pull your car up on them railing. So when you lay on this side, they drip out like syrup or sap. you got all your clothes from Home Depot, tool shed, chest ass. Basically it was like my picture starting to this picture starting to make my phone stink. Yeah, that was
hey, yo, that thing stupid. Was hilarious, man. Like that dying, man.
Yeah.
Oh
man,
Javon, now that is hilarious that y'all infiltrated that group, that White Lives Matter group. Maybe that's the way to freedom, is that we just infiltrate everywhere they could be online, because that's really what's happening. Is all these White Matter groups, these white nationalist groups, these far right. The only place they can congregate is online. That's how they meet.
And it's impossible to do. It ain't gonna say it's impossible. It's always possible. But I just love the fact that some employers are taking it seriously when you see people out here that like literally, it's one thing to dislike. I don't necessarily like chitlins. No, I hate chitlins. I'm saying like to hate a whole race of people just because of, you know, them being whatever race they are. I think that's, and then you form in like, and I never understood why like people like Donald Trump never, like, I remember when, it was South Carolina when he said it was good people on both sides in reference to the
Charleston, the protesters. The Charleston joint.
Yeah, Chubb Wright to the protesters, and then you got people representing KKK, Nazis, and all of them on one side. And for you to like be able to say that, and like he didn't feel bad about it at all. And that's what like always puzzles me. I know people say, you know, Donald Trump with the voter situation, the vote between some people are. I know some black folks that are 100% for Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, I'm actually, you know what's crazy, dog? I know I met a Mexican guy who's for Donald Trump. I'm like, dude, he's for Donald Trump.
It's a lot
Trump.
Of them on the low, though. They don't want their own people to get across that border.
He's on the high. He had just finished watching a Donald Trump speech right before I saw him. He was like, did you see the speech? No, I didn't see the speech. I don't want to see the speech. Like, I don't give a shit what Donald Trump got to say. I don't.
There's nothing he can say that'll make me think anything viable that he says. And nothing.
At all. At all, dog.
Like, zero.
I know people, how they gripes with Biden, which we all should. Like you say, I think Charlamagne put it well when they say, like, don't just expect to get my vote because I'm black. But I can tell you this, I'm not voting for Kanye West. So yeah,
let's get into that.
I know who I'm not voting for. I'm saying if Yeezy put out an album or something around that time, I might be hype enough to vote, but the album gotta be cold for me to vote for him.
So no, for Jeezy?
No, I said Yeezy.
Oh, Kanye. I thought you said for Jeezy. I was like, what did Jeezy gotta do with this?
No. I said Yeezy. Okay. So no, I'm just saying if Kanye put out a cold album around that time, I'm lying. I would never vote for Kanye West. He's too unstable. Kanye West is the type of person who will press the button on the desk and then be like, oh, my bad. Like, no. You press the button, dog. Like, you finna start a war.
It's too late. You already shot the missiles.
Yeah.
I can't call them and tell them that it's been messed up?
No, Kanye. No, that's it. No. It's a war now.
Why don't they send them all Yeezys?
Yeah, all right, Ted coming back.
Yeah, Ted coming back in. I said, but why don't we just send them all Yeezys? That's what he'd be like. Why don't we just send the whole country Yeezys? And we'd be okay.
Oh, yeah. He probably would. he would try to do something like that, man. But, see, we were talking about your boy Kanye West, man. Are you going to vote for him?
Man, come on, cuz.
You saying no?
It just don't even make sense, bro. Like, I'm black people for going to vote for him. I think a lot of liberal white people might. I think black people.
I mean, they might be, and they might be like, look, Kanye, he gets it. You know, he's been around Donald Trump. He gets it.
After Kanye did that whole run with Trump the first time, and the whole nine, Cavs was just like, nah, we done, bro. Like, you know, it's the look. Look at the coons.
Yeah,
the coons.
Hey, that song is brilliant, isn't it?
Hey, he produced that for real.
Hold on, so we can play it live for people that have not
heard
this
song. That's like a perfect Ron Now song.
But I'm saying, did Jazzy Faye, did he produce that song?
No, I don't. I think it was a regular dude, man.
It was a regular dude. It wasn't Jazzy Faye.
Okay, I saw somebody online say Jazzy Faye got a hit with this, and I'm like, did Jazzy Faye make this hit?
No. Hold on, I'm gonna play it here now. Hold on, let me share my screen. Make sure. Let me know if I can.
You got to give us your expertise from the production.
Can y'all hear?
How well produced is this song?
All right.
Have you heard it before?
Nah, this is the first time for me.
You in for a treat? You're gonna be using this all the rest of your life now.
Can y'all hear it?
I forgot what you got to do in order for you to play.
Yeah, no, the sound is it comes up. Hold on, let me get back in here.
Notice Kanye's video was to the right of that.
He said, "What happened?"
He said Kanye's video was to the right of it.
Oh man, yeah, we don't want to watch. We ain't watch no Kanye right now.
Hold on. I'm finna get in here now, but go ahead, keep. So, what do y'all think? Did y'all think, as I get this set up with the Coons joint, what do y'all think? Y'all think this is a real thing for Kanye or what?
No, man, I think this is a ploy for attention. I mean, it's Kanye West, man. I think he's a genius on some levels when it comes to music. But you know, they say genius, a lot of geniuses had a crazy side. I think this is just a crazy side showing his head, like, you know, hey, I'm still crazy. You know, but in a good way though, because Kanye West, I think he's a human, but I just think Kanye West is just, I don't know, man. You really don't know what to expect from Kanye at times. You know, like when you hear an album like, let's just say, College Dropout, you would never expect somebody who made College Dropout to be an open Trump supporter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You would never expect,
like, this
that.
Is just how close with his mama.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I got it. I'm finna start over for you, Rim. All right, Rim, here you go. You got it now?
Yeah, I can.
There we go. All right, Rim, what you got on that, Rim?
Man, it actually sounds like Jazzy Faye. But
said it does sound like Jazzy Faye. Okay.
Yeah, the production, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm not voting for him. I'm not voting for him.
Hey man, that is vintage Rim, dog. Like, I'm talking about raw and all Rim.
Yeah.
Give me some shit that Rim ain't really like. Give you, I mean, you know, nah, I don't know, man.
You got to play that song in the back. Like, there's got to be a video, man. There's got to be a video accompanying it. Just imagine all different clips of Kanye and Black Trump supporters and this playing in the background. It gives it a whole
vibe.
Yeah, it definitely gives you a whole different vibe.
Yeah. I like the production though. Production though. But yeah.
The singer could have been a little bit better. You ain't like that that late 80s singing style, huh?
No, I mean, it was cool. It was cool.
Sound like Coon in the Gang.
Yeah. Coon in the Gang.
Coon in the Gang.
Oh man. Hey, that's a.
You can't call the man a coon that's making songs about coon.
Right.
Dude. Yeah.
So man, next up we got this T.I. versus 50 debate, man. T.I. versus 50. Is this officially gonna happen, y'all?
I mean, I don't think so from 50's standpoint, because 50 has a level of arrogance to where, right, if he thinks he might lose or the possibility of losing, I don't think he'll take a chance. Like on something on this level of going against another artist, you know. And I think T.I., man, people forget, like, T.I. has some anthems. I ain't saying just like, no, okay, this is a good song. T.I. has some anthems. You know what I'm saying? I like my beat down low. Like my You Don't Know Me. Even if you go back to I'm Serious, that what's your name? I'm Pussy Papa number one. Like, man, T.I. got some. He got some shit. Like, I think T.I.
got hits. Who was they trying to say T.I. was gonna go against before?
I think it was Nelly.
It was Nelly. No, it was somebody else. And I was like, man, I think T.I. might lose to them. I forgot who it was.
Man,
it wasn't Luda. I'm trying to think who it was. And they were like, oh, man, I'm trying to remember who it was. I cannot remember now. And
man,
I was like,
T.I. can, I think T.I. can, they, now 50 had, now I'm going to say this, 50 had some cuts, but I'm going to go with T.I., man. Like, I was a bigger T.I. fan than I was a 50 Cent fan, so maybe that's why. So maybe I'm a little biased, but I listen to all.
Oh,
music.
Somebody, Tavana just put it in the chat, man. It was Rick Ross.
Rick Ross.
It was Rick Ross, and I was like, T.I. might have some. It might be. It's gonna be a hard one against Ross.
Ross, man, that would be that would be a good one. That would be a good one. Now Ross had Ross, hey.
Pineapple, he got a lot of anthems.
Yeah, Tip got some anthems. Yeah. Man, you talking about early 2000s? Man, yeah. What? You know, I'm talking about when T.I. with the skull cap glued on the side like that. Right. T.I. Dude, it was he was coming with it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I would go T.I. if I had to pick a who I think is gonna win if they had a, but I don't think 50 Cent is gonna do it.
No,
hey, you think his ego's also, too much for him?
Also, there was another one. There's a topic I did want to bring up that we forgot to put on the list.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I have plenty to discuss, but the Smiths and August Alsina.
Ooh,
oh. Ooh. You know what?
Teddy guy, you got to lead this because this is you are a part time Smith family member.
I know, man. This is
so you got weird. I'm surprised you brought this up. This is kind of like, you know.
Hey, well, because I saw you checking your phone to see what was going on in the group.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's real. And then, of course, the first thing that pops up on there is apparently there's some tea being spilled about that have been, quote unquote, inside their relationship.
You're talking about all the, yeah, it said something about all the celebrities that they, right, I guess.
They let inside their marriage.
But I'm gonna say this, bro. At this point, you can say anything in regards to their situation, and it's gonna sound somewhat believable because we don't know, and we know that August Alsina just came forward with some tea. But August, I mean, we know that. Well, I don't say we know. We've always heard that Will and Jada did their own thing. But I can say this: from my eyes, it looks like they've been happily married for however many years. So whatever they've been doing, it's been working for them. So all this releasing stuff about their relationship, to me, that's some, I mean.
I don't know, man. I think it's a scary, like a very valid point. Like, you know, it's almost like this on the same lines as like cancel culture. Like one person says it and then everybody just kind of was just waiting for the gates to open, right?
Right.
But I didn't watch the whole Alsina video interview. Did they even say, because somebody said he said that it wasn't sexual, it wasn't romantic. Is that true?
I didn't watch it all.
I don't know, but
I think,
that's the way,
I think both of them, I think Will and Jada had a way with him.
Hold on,
here we go. I knew Real was gonna come with it. I knew Real was gonna do it.
It's 2020.
Man,
I think they took time.
I think they both had it. They both had a way with him. Because he was I don't know, he was just acting super weird at the interview. I was like, man, it's deeper than that.
No, man. Rim. So Rim, you think, wait a minute, Rim. You said you think Will and August Alsina did something together?
And Jada.
No, man. My boy Will wouldn't go out like that, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so either, man.
No, man. I just saw him in Bad Boys 3.
Why?
I mean,
he's out of salt.
It's gonna watch. It's gonna come out. Watch.
No.
It's gonna come out.
No, not with Will. No, never. No. Nope.
In the interview though, he was like, I sat down with Will and we talked. It was weird. Like it was something else though.
But you know, August Alsina always been something like different about him. I know he had some like issues, like within recent years, like last five.
Yeah, like he got a documentary that's on YouTube. I can't even watch it, man. It's so depressing.
So this is what I'm thinking too. Now, do you think they might have been in cahoots with each other? Like, hey, I don't care. Go on and say what you want to say, because Jada Pinkett is having a red table talk. And so, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be one of the most watched ones.
Oh yeah, of course.
Are you saying that this is all a setup from the jump? You going backwards to the conspiracy?
I'm saying maybe it's a possibility. Oh,
and it's leaning on people's thoughts and ideas. They in an open relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, if you already cool August letting him do that, it jumps off the table talk and on the back end.
No, no. What I'm saying is that August Alsina, Jada Pinkett, Will Smith, they, I mean, now I think the Smiths are pretty private, so I don't know how, you know. I'll say this. I think it's a possibility that this was done for publicity, being his album coming out. She might love the dude, for real. I might like the little dude. I say little dude like this ain't a whole grown man. she might like him. And with that, I don't know. She was just like, you know, you go on there and say whatever, because I'm doing my show too. And, you know, both of them going to get, like, people trying to hear what's going on at this point. So now you got a whole crowd that want to see his show. And they're going to. August Alsina album came out, so that's one.
Everybody get in on it.
They probably.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily.
Exactly, everybody got in strategic. On. It. Everybody got in on him.
Advantage.
Oh, real.
You say what?
Real gonna talk about everybody got in on him.
And now back out.
Come on, real.
Hey, Rim
is clowning, man.
He said they all got in on him. Come on, Rim, chill out, man. Come on, Rim.
Oh man.
Nah, bro.
But go ahead, Teddy. Them, you know, you need to defend the Smith family since you know you like a part time member.
And my internet is horrible. I don't think it's strategic. Alsina did it. I know he's got a tragic upbringing, you know, and then maybe that's, you know, I've read a lot of stuff saying that, you know, saying that Jada took advantage of him. He's a broken young man and let him in. And I've heard other people saying like, oh, like this is the first time somebody's actually showed him love. He might be so attached.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't never had that sort of, you know, somebody in your life to care for you like that. So it's like, it might not even be romantic. It might just be the fact, like, damn, like, she took me and she cared for me. Like, in this, I didn't even know about the documentaries, right? What people were saying might make sense. But then on top of that, like, I don't know. It does look like, real talk, if we correlate and everything, it's almost like Kanye, bro. It's the same sort of whenever Kanye does something that's mad controversial, either like there's a song or an album that's about to drop. So like it almost kind of takes away from his validity because, you know, the day you decide to come out with Secrets is the day that your album, you know, is to be released. And the fact that you're really just trying to put something out there for, you know, common knowledge or, you know, big up them and let them know, like, y'all really thank you and care for you for letting us do this, or I'm telling my side of the story. You know, it's like, hey, y'all want to hear what I'm going through, you know, make sure that you buy, because I mess with the Smiths. You know what I mean?
Well, Rim was saying that Jada and August got their backs blew out.
you just gonna keep bringing it back. Just keep going right back.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Hey, chill out. Chill out, man.
Hey man, y'all wildin'.
Come on, man.
Y'all don't believe that?
I will say,
no, man.
No, I will say though. Like, I mean, I guess it's weird because they ain't never really classified like how their relationship is, so it does leave like the narrative open for people to kind of put it whatever they want to. But I do remember like Jada do about like what it's like to be with Will Smith, like how. She has to keep herself up and what she has to, she didn't necessarily say like what she has to be open to, but like just almost like, you know, alluding to like kind of that it was open, which is kind of what.
Well, it's interesting that her and Ruby Dee had a big conversation, I guess in the middle of their marriage. And if anybody doesn't know, Ruby Dee and Ossie Davis had an open marriage for a period of their relationship. And so, and I think that may feed into this rumor, or it could be a thing of that's when they jumped off theirs, or maybe they stopped theirs, you know, whatever, you know, because they call themselves life partners now. They don't say their husband, like they say they life partners. And they might just be more friends than they are lovers, for real, for real. Like, whatever's working for them, for their relationship to be dope.
I mean, it works.
Maybe that's, yeah. I mean, who of us to judge?
That's what matters. Like, is they both on the same page?
You know, I don't know about them blowing out August Alcina's back. I don't know about all that.
Yeah. Teddy, you think somebody got their back blew out?
What'd you say?
What'd you say?
Like, go ahead. My internet was messing up. Yeah,
he said, go ahead. Go ahead, Javon.
No, I was saying, do you think?
No, whisper it just like you did.
What?
He said whisper.
Like, whispering that, man.
Yeah, whisper it like you just did the first time.
Man, you get you crazy, bro.
Pause,
man. Pause. You all right, man?
You good? Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Shamika. She in the chat. She said if he wanted to spill the tea, he would have. He was saying something, but didn't say anything. We took the story and created our own narrative.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Shamika, you might be right. Like, I don't think nobody got their back blew out.
Man, multiple backs.
Come on, man. We just
Hey, we came back wildin' on this. Y'all came back wildin'.
Just like old times, man.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. And Rim, hey, Rim said multiple backs were blown out.
Hey, we going to wrap up this live.
How many backs was in the room, Rim?
Oh, that's a good question, Rim. Go ahead.
You said what?
You said multiple backs. How many backs?
I don't know. Three.
He's at least three.
Rim, easy.
Rim, you gotta watch that wildin'.
I don't know.
I believe it. I ain't buying.
The interview with August, he seemed very disturbed. Like,
that's
because
he told disturbed on me and his back was blown out. Rim,
I think that's just him. Like, I mean.
You think Ram's saying he was disturbed? Like, do you say you think that might come from getting your back blown? I'm saying I don't know. I'm saying would you say that might be
Javon?
He said Javon. Nah. That don't mean just because Rim, just because he's seen disturbed doesn't mean nobody's backs is blown out.
Well, let me ask
like
you
that.
You saw? Did you watch the documentary?
I watched like the first 5 minutes and I was out. I missed it.
Okay. So we don't even know.
I didn't watch it either. I didn't watch it. But no, I'm gonna say this. I don't think August Alcina did nothing together or nothing like that. But no, that's silly.
Man.
So
if it came out, you would be surprised.
Heck yeah, man. That's summertime. Summertime ain't getting no.
But I got one question before we got into the same situation. I was thinking about, I was like, is their brand strong enough? They could just be like, you know, we do have an open marriage, so what?
Yeah, they could. Yeah, absolutely. I think their situation would be similar to like the brat coming out saying she had a girlfriend. Nobody, like at this point.
And?
Yeah. So if Will Smith and them did say, yeah, we have an open relationship where we see other people, it'll literally be like, okay.
But would that be beneficial for them to do that instead of if they are, why don't you just say we do? Oh, well, keep it moving.
Well, I think they know the lingo in Hollywood where like, you know.
Right,
you,
but that's
you
what live... I'm saying. Is their brand strong enough? That's what I'm saying. Is their brand strong enough to get past that is my question.
I think, yeah, absolutely. I think Will and
so
Jada's
why should they
brand,
care? If their brand is strong enough, why should they care then is what I'm saying. Like,
But they just, to me, Will and Jada have always been private people. And gotcha. They kind of move their own way, and they don't too much care how people view them. And that's why they let the rumors, you know, when you're a celeb on that level, you're going to have rumors all day, every day. So
when you shut down the rumors more, though, Javon, and like keep people out your business, you're like, yeah, we do. Oh, well,
I don't
so
even
what?
Know. But the question is, what's the biggest benefit? Because it doesn't, like, if they know they're good, like you said, August puts this out there, and then immediately the next day, her rep come out and said, like, you know, all this is going to be addressed on the red table.
Yeah.
So they just turned it into, you know, something for them. Easy. So as long as they keep their, you know, their relationship exclusive to whatever, they can, every time this come out, they can eat. Because like you said, this ain't the first time we've heard it. And now they're saying there's multiple celebrities saying that they were in that mix. I mean, they can deny it or be like, I don't know. It doesn't even like behoove them to even be like, yeah, this is true. Because they don't get it. You know, it's just want to know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I just see it as let's just say if that did go down, I still can't see no celebrities or them having a list of, like, who would even know that list? You know what I'm saying? They have some people that come over their house. Nobody knows what some people do at their house. I'm saying, so whoever came up with this list, where did you get a list from? I'm sure Will and Jada don't have a list on their refrigerator.
Nigga, Will and Jada got non-disclosure agreements, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's why I kind of call BS on the August Alsina to a certain extent, because I could see Will and them and Jaden and them making you sign the NDA if he was gonna be on some shit.
Oh yeah, dog, most definitely. I did, like you said, the whole interview. My man just looked like he was selling. He looked disturbed. You know, his hair looked like a bomb pop. Like, it was just everybody was confused what was going on.
Well, man, we finna wrap this up. Everybody, Rim, where can they hit you up at Reminisce?
You can reach me email djreminisce10@gmail.com or my website, djreminisce10.com.
People have been looking for some mixes, man. You got any some mixes coming out soon or anything coming out
man,
soon?
Man, I just been working on music with the Black Love Projects.
Oh
yeah, that Black Love is dope.
Yeah, I like Black Love, man.
Yeah, we just finished up the second album. Yeah, so
when is that gonna drop?
It's coming. Actually, we behind. Plus, it dropped like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
but ain't nothing dropping on time.
Yeah, right. So
Javon, where can I hit you up at, Javon?
You can find me at the same place at JOVAN. My name is on the bottom of the screen. On Javon Bibb, on Instagram, and obviously you're probably looking at me on Facebook and Twitter, the same thing. So Javon Bibb's on all of those platforms. And yeah, man, as far as shows coming up, I've been kind of on the hiatus.
Everybody been on a hiatus.
Yeah, I've been on a hiatus from hitting the stage, man. So I'll be back on soon though, but I definitely want things to be right before we just out here living. You know, just care, because I don't think we ever gonna get back to that anyway. So we gonna have to find a way to kind of conform with the times. And I'm still performing, but just kind of like for the last month or 2 months, I ain't been on stage. So
Ted, where can everybody hit you up at, my man?
Theodore Simpson IV on Facebook, Lee R. Green. On Instagram, I don't even be up on Instagram. I'm not. All
right, boy. You ain't been on Instagram since 2010.
Nah, I'm on there. I'm just observing. I'm in the background, man. I'm like Will. In the back, watching.
I know. Rim. He said he in the back watching.
Paul.
Make sure y'all email us.
Hey, we gonna do a. Set up a Raw Knots segment.
Oh yeah, no. Since we got this video thing popping, we're gonna start doing Raw Knots on the video and putting the video up while we can comment on the side. I don't know if y'all saw, like, all our pictures come up on the side while it's going.
I saw that.
So it's gonna be dope. We gonna this is gonna Raw Knots will be
mystery science. Mystery niggas.
Yeah. So make sure y'all email straightolc@gmail.com, SLC Network on Instagram. Everywhere, you know, thanks for love. Hey, we'll be back doing some more stuff live, or we're gonna be taped, whatever. But man, it's good to see all these brothers and do it again, man.
Yeah, man, my God, man. Well, look, good business, man. We're gonna do it again. Straight out of low cash, we are here, baby.
All right, we out, y'all.
Peace.